And then the culture rich. Culture rich.
Welcome. I'm Christina Michelle, inviting you to join me for Culture Rich Conversations, an ongoing feature of Juno Afternoon. With summer quickly approaching, there's plenty of activities coming up. Today, I'm talking with local music and event producer Lance Mitchell about a concert he's bringing right here to Juno with the women formerly known as the Motown Supremes. I'll also be joined by local DJ and owner of Boogie Wonderland Entertainment, Al Boogie. We'll share what's happening with BAA and Black businesses this summer, including our Juneteenth celebration and an opportunity to find new romance in your golden years. From KTOO in Juno, this is Culture Rich Conversations.
Culture Rich.
Culture Rich Conversations is supported by Mark Stofa and Sarah Hannon, celebrating Juno's diversity of culture, language, and heritage. And by grants from the Social Justice Fund Grant Program of the Alaska Community Foundation, the Alaska Humanities Forum, and the National Endowment for the Humanities, a federal agency. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this program do not necessarily represent those of the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Welcome. I'm Christina Michelle from Culture Rich Conversations. My first guest today is Lance Mitchell. Welcome back, Lance, and thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So before we get into why you're here, can you just introduce yourself to those who didn't hear from you the last time you joined us?
Well, my name is Lance Mitchell, and one of my passions is I work with people with disabilities. I love that job, and I also do music and also promote shows and do charity events at times.
Awesome. So can you share with us about how you got started in promoting events and doing the work that you do with the artists that you bring to Juno?
Well, it started, I used to record with an artist named Jessica Luckenbill and Tony Pierce. There wasn't a lot of entertainment aside from, I mean, it's great, and there's no problems with it, but it was just, it seemed to be, the culture is enriched in folk music as far as like other venues like rap. Or
you mean here in Juno?
Here in Juno, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Or they did have a good rock band and stuff like that. So I started to put on rap shows at first. Then I did. I had a radio show here at K2, and I hooked up with someone, and then her name was Marie Strand, and she was the agent at that time of Crazy Bone. And Lazy Bone. And so we were able to hook up with Marlon Tini's, a show with Wishbone and Lazy Bone.
And who are Wishbone and Lazy Bone?
They're part of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay, let's clarify.
We could only afford two. We couldn't, so we just got Bone. We couldn't afford Bone Thugs.
The Thugs and the Harmony.
And then, there was other shows that I assisted on, and then I started to bring. I met Killer Priest and had him come up, and someone had approached me about Afro Man, so I tracked him down and found him, and I wasn't able to do it that year, but the year after I was able to bring him here.
That's awesome. So how did you meet Killer Priest?
I was eating breakfast in the Baranoff.
Oh, he was here in Juno.
Yes, he's friends with the owner of the Crystal.
Okay.
Crystal Saloon.
All right.
So like he came here and he was at Jared's bar, and so he was in the Baranoff, and I met him, and I'm like, if I get my stuff together, would you come back here and do a show? And he was like, yeah. He gave me his phone number. And, like, he's been up here a few times since then.
So. You guys are friends, aren't you? I think I saw on Facebook, were you Did you go to a concert of his or something like that in Amsterdam? Or
yeah, we performed in Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
Me, Jocelyn Miles, Chris Talley, which is RPO. We partied. We went to backstage.
What is a PO?
RPO.
RPO.
Radiophonic.
Okay. Oh, got it. Okay.
Radiophonic.
Okay.
Yes, RPO is short for radiophonic.
Okay. When you said RPO, I was like thinking your parole officer. I'm like, Lance.
No, I'm okay. No parole. So we were able to perform with him. He took us to meet the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
We got to meet Nas.
Nice.
And then we were backstage, and what's it, young Thundercat.
Okay.
We also got to check out Thundercat, and we just barbecued in the Netherlands and hung out and went to different places to eat. We met a gentleman by the name, he goes by Shroom. Shroom has produced Rihanna and Jadakiss. And Wu-Tang. They're one of my favorite groups. Yeah. I can't remember their name.
You're wearing the sweatshirt
Wu-Tang.
Right now.
And then I should just look at my shirt. But yeah, and all these other cats. And we got to make a song with him, me and Jocelyn.
That's amazing.
And that's in the studio.
Wow.
With Killer Priest.
Okay. So, Lance, is this something that you are looking to pursue full-time as far as doing music events and bringing them here to Juno?
Well, I have to be honest. That the events I have put on, I've marketed them so it's affordable for the general public. So I'm not really, they've never been structured to actually make a profit for me.
Okay.
Just to break even. So I'd have to say no. I'm going to keep my day job because okay. My objective was just to bring them here, not actually to make a bunch of money off of them.
Okay, that's fair. So what you're hoping is that people will come and they'll be entertained, they'll be inspired. Like, mm-hmm. Who usually attends these events?
It depends. It's like younger people. It depends. Like the Afro Man show was huge. It was packed. So it was people of all different ages, all different walks of life, and coming together and supporting these artists that we have in Juneau, Alaska. And that's another aspect that I have. I wanted to give these talented kids or people that are talented a forum where they can perform and shine with these stars.
Oh, okay. So then do you have, like, local artists that open for these guys? Or,
yes.
Like, you somehow incorporate?
Yes. Okay. I even got reprimanded by the other radio station. They were telling me that I had too many openers. And I was like, well, this is their only chance they're going to get to be up on the stage and in front of all these people.
Right.
And that is a must-do. I have to have that. That's going to go down. Whether it's, I don't care how many people it is, as long as they want to get up there and shine, then I'm happy to open the door for that. Wordplay is off. They're doing a tour right now. The other artists are also working on doing a tour, and they're all releasing music shortly.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, not everybody gets the opportunity to just run into, you know, a major recording artist having breakfast. And then not everybody has the courage or the personality to introduce themselves and start a conversation the way that you did. So for you to give them an opportunity to do what they love to do and to put them in front of somebody who could potentially be a good connection to elevate their career is incredible.
Yeah,
that's good karma right there.
Well, I that's what I want for them. I want them to succeed, and hopefully they'll remember to send me some cat food at the old folks home when I get old.
Well, Lance, let's talk about what you have coming up this summer with the ladies formerly known as the Motown Supremes.
Yes.
Yes. So this is their second time coming to
Juneau,
right? This
is their second time.
Okay.
The first time, their show was amazing. It was one of the best shows, and I've seen a lot of shows that I have ever seen. that the energy that these ladies, these women are like a little bit older, you know, and they still are glamorous and beautiful, and they still able to put it down, you know, still got their little routines and everything. See, it was a very good show. Unfortunately, it happened to be a typhoon warning that night, as well as it was during COVID. So not as many people as I wanted were able to see them shine.
Yeah, if I recall, I think it was January that they came. It was like the beginning of 2020.
Yes. Yeah,
and we had just learned about COVID, so people were not sure whether we should be gathering or not.
Uh-huh.
But the ladies, I got a chance to meet them. I actually interviewed them for the show, and they are just amazing, beautiful women. They shine so brightly. So intelligent, and we were talking about politics and the upcoming election and all of that. So I am just really thrilled that they're coming back to Juno. So how did you get connected with the ladies of the Supremes?
I'm not going to tell.
Oh, man.
Actually, Ivan Bailey is married to Maria Bailey, which owns the Northern Tea Store.
Tea House.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And Maria is related to William Iverson. And his husband is Eric Iverson. And Eric Iverson and Will Iverson, they manage the Supremes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So actually,
it's all about who you know.
Ivan sent them to me. And they were like, you know, we want to come up here, you know, and show the ladies Juno. So I figured it out. I worked a couple of jobs, and you know, some people gave me some loans, and it was able to happen.
All right. So they're coming back, and they're coming when?
They will be here on August the 10th.
Okay.
8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
At the Elizabeth Pradovich Hall.
Okay, and then when do tickets go on sale for that?
Tickets should be on sale by next week at the latest.
By next week. And then where would we get these tickets?
They will be on Eventbrite.
Okay.
Everybody does Eventbrite these days.
Okay, so the women formerly known as the Supremes will be here August 10th, 8 to 10, at the Elizabeth Paradovich Hall. Tickets are going on sale on Eventbrite starting as early as next week. All right, so is there an opening act or a series of openers for these ladies?
Yes, there is. There will be radiophonic jazz, which consists of air jazz. We'll just call them air jazz and radiophonic, and they make up radiophonic jazz. And so there will be opening, very talented young men, and Imara, she's just glamorous, which is she's flying in from Baltimore. She's affiliated with a lot of theater companies out there, and she orchestrates music. She is flying in specifically for this, as well as Jocelyn's niece, Reva.
Okay.
And she also sings. She sings, she's actually a part of an opera company that she sings with. And she sings on the cruise ship sometimes.
Okay.
But mostly with the opera company.
Okay. Wow. Lots to look forward to.
So they're coming out.
That's going to be an awesome, awesome show.
Yes. It's going to be great. It's going to be great to see all this come together.
Yeah.
And
oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was going to wait for you.
Oh, okay. Well, so I wanted you to tell me about some of the other things that you're working on. I know before you mentioned to me about Killer Borealis. So share with us about that.
Killer Borealis came to be, Killer had made a statement that he wanted to do an album with some of the people that opened. So I kept reminding him of, hey, remember you said, and we talked to everybody and you got everybody on board, but, you know, Killer, he's a star, so he kind of, you know, does his own thing, you know. So year two, I was like, come on, killer. You know, we can do this. And then we'll put together a small little tour. And, you know, boom, there we go. And so we've been working on this for 2 or 3 months, Killer Borealis. He's 2 songs away from completing it.
Okay.
We've got Air Jazz is on it. He does a solo. Kind of got an angry song, but it's fire. It's called Uncle Tomahawk.
Okay.
Chris, the playboy of the crew, has a song called Dance.
Okay.
Alaska Red actually put together a song specifically for him and Killer Priest. Phonetic put together A Word to the Wise. And so there's a song with him. And then the crew of Wordplay. It's so many people in Wordplay's crew that I can't get them all straight.
Okay.
So I'm just going to say Wordplay and his crew. They did a song called Kingdom. And I hope I'm not forgetting. And I did a song with RPO called Stan. And I figured that it was Stand Alone. But I sent it to Killer Priest to listen to. And he was like, next thing I heard, hey, I'm a record on your track. So Killer Priest put something down for it. So I'm waiting to release it because it's some really good lyrics. So
the Killer Borealis
is
a combination of Killer Priest
and
our local guest and artist here. Yeah. And is that like the Borealis part? Like how it's a collaboration?
I don't know. I just thought it was cool. I mean, I like, how do I tie Killer and Alaska and make it sound cool?
I think it's a fire name.
Killer Borealis.
Great. It's great.
I didn't GPT chat that or nothing. I came up that all my own.
No AI there, huh?
No AI there.
That's awesome. All right. So how can we hear this music? When is all of this happening? Like, what do we do to connect with Killer Borealis?
Well, I'm hoping to get a lot of press for it. So I will send it to you. And
okay.
You'll be maybe in August, you might be able to share some of it. I will send it to K2. I will be sending it to a lot of people.
Okay.
But it should be playing on radios and stuff, radio stations, I'd say in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. That's awesome.
So my personal track that I release is already playing on radio stations now.
Okay. That's fabulous.
Yeah, but it ain't no money in that no more.
Listen, you're the one that said you weren't worried about the money, so.
I said about bringing talent to Juno.
But you want to make money on your own stuff.
Yes,
I got you.
But you know what? There's something that is very important that's going on today.
What's that?
Something that is very, very important. Is it possible that I could just, you know, express?
Sure. As you close.
As I close. So I gotta go. I just want to say something to this special lady.
I'm just teasing you, Lance. You can say what you want to. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Christina. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And I'm out. I'm dropping the mic.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you. Like, my face is very warm. I'm blushing. Our engineer over here clapping. I'm clapping. Lance is over here just crooning away. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I certainly wasn't going to say anything.
I told you I was going to get you.
Thank you so much, Lance. I appreciate that.
Thank you for this interview.
Absolutely. So we will be checking out Killer Borealis. We'll be checking out the Ladies of the Supremes, and we'll be waiting for that music that you're going to send us.
I will talk to the ladies, and I don't think it's a problem. I think they'll be back here again when they're in in Juneau that will come back here.
Awesome. Okay, so we have that to look forward to as well. Thank you so much. I hope you'll stick around. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, I'll be here with Al Boogie. We're going to be discussing a couple more upcoming events, and then today in Black History. We'll be right back.
Okay. But can I talk?
The Black Awareness Association would like to take a moment to recognize that Culture Rich Conversations is broadcast from Thlinkit Ani. We acknowledge those families who made use of this land and waterways for thousands of years and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life for today and future generations. Gunalshish, thank you. Welcome back to Culture Rich Conversations. I'm your host, Christina Michelle. Before we went to break, I was here with Lance Mitchell, who is still here in the studio with us. And Lance was sharing about the events that he's working on this summer. One of the major ones is the Women from the Supremes will be here for a concert in August. Up next, I am going to share some things that we have going on with the Black Awareness Association. And then we're going to talk to Al Boogie about an event that his production entertainment company is producing. So the Black Awareness Association is pleased to announce our Juneteenth celebration happening next month. Join us Wednesday, June 19th at the Nickelodeon. Doors open at 6 p.m. and it's pay-as-you-can admission. We're going to have hot dogs, nachos, drinks, candy, and popcorn for purchase. At 6:30, there will be a short presentation of the Negro National Anthem, followed by a reading of the Emancipation Proclamation and how Juneteenth came to be. Then we'll enjoy the featured movie, which is Black Panther. It's a great family movie about Black pride, honor, and respect. Again, doors open at 6 p.m., and we hope that you'll help us spread the word, and we look forward to seeing you there. We also want to share about the Black Awareness Association High School Graduates Black Excellence Scholarship. So every year we review applications and we award funds to assist with college tuition, books, and other costs associated with higher learning. If you know a Black or Brown student who would like to be considered, please have them reach out to us at junobaa@gmail.com. And last but not least, local business owner and DJ Al Boogie has an event he'd like to share. And it's all about helping seniors make new romantic connections. Al Boogie, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
All right. So our guest said it in the last Black Love episode and the Black, Gay, and Transgender in Alaska episode, which, by the way, if you didn't hear them, you can find them on our podcast anywhere you like to listen to podcasts. Just look for Culture Rich Conversations. But they said that dating in Juneau can be difficult. And up until now, I'm not sure anyone really considered that our seniors may be having the same experience. So, Al, tell us about the event that Boogie Wonderland Entertainment is working on and how it addresses that issue.
Yes. We're throwing together a ball, a silver ball. It's for you know, the older crowd, let's just say, the 60-plus crowd that want to meet new friends, meet new people. Doesn't specifically have to be about love, but it could be about making connections and, you know, just getting that warm old feeling back, you know, from when you were friends and maybe you had different friends around Juno. And, you know, you don't get to meet them on a regular. So we're going to have a ball. We're going to have a silver ball. Boogie Wonderland Entertainment is putting it on. If anybody wants to, you know, sign up for the ball, you can go to BWE907.com. That's BWE907.com. And you can also call and leave a message at 551-327-6562. And if you'd like to sign up or you'd like to sign your aunt up or your mother up for the ball and, you know, drag her down there to meet some new friends, that'll be great. We'll have music. We'll have some fun things for them to do. And it's just about, you know, them connecting, you know, with each other here in Juneau. Hopefully, maybe they'll find love, but hopefully more of a friendship, you know, it's better.
Well, like, you know, at least they'll be able to have a good time and shake their rump.
That's what I'm trying to get them to do, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm
really
a DJ, you
love
know.
That.
I'm trying to get everybody to shake their rump over here in Juneau.
You know, we got the DJ over here. You know, it's going to be some rump shaking.
Oh, yeah. So will there be, like, some classic music? Are we playing music from the 70s, 80s, 60s, or is it today and you're just going to teach them how to Dougie or
no,
what?
No. Like, I'm not going to teach them how to Dougie, you know. We don't have enough insurance for that. What I am going to do is I'm going to play music from around the time where they were growing up, maybe in high school era, the 70s, 80s, maybe 60s music, and, you know, and have games for them to play as well. So, and food.
And they'll be able to dress up.
They'll be able to dress up.
I
they
love
can come
it.
Dressed mm-hmm. up. And, you know, maybe they didn't make it to the prom or they didn't make it to a ball, but they could come dressed nice and, you know, have a good time. And it's just for them. You know?
I love that. I think it's such a great idea. It's very sweet. It's very inclusive. And, I mean, who knows what can come of it. I'm signing my mom up. Just, I'm putting that out there right now. Just
Isn't
know that.
Isn't she married?
My mother is not married. All right. Well, thank you, Al, for sharing. I've shared before that I was a producing partner with you on a couple of the murder mystery shows that you throw in. And I hope I get to help out with this one, too, because it really does sound like a fun event.
I'm going
to
need some help. So.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thank you again for popping in with us, Al. And thank you, Lance, for joining us for today's show.
My pleasure.
I am going to hand it over now to one more person, and that is our producer, Natasha Boozer, and she's actually going to do Today in Black History for us.
Yay. For Today in Black History, please join us as we take a moment to acknowledge and celebrate an innovative woman who was born on May 30th some years ago. She's a local Juneau resident who shines whenever she enters the room, from her beautiful smile to her infectious laugh. This woman never misses an opportunity to brighten your day. Whether she's running her business at the V-Spot, caring for those in need at AWARE, or giving us great conversations here on KTO every week, this amazing Black woman stands firm in her ability to inspire and encourage others in her community. She's a visionary, an advocate, and our very own host of Culture Rich Conversations, Ms. Christina Michelle Patterson. From everyone here at KTO and Culture Rich Conversations, we wish you a warm, happy birthday, and we hope you enjoy your very special day.
What I made today in Black History. I love it. Thank you, Natasha. Thank you, KTOO. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Lance. This was super, super awesome. And thank you, Natasha, for being discreet. You said on May 30th, some years ago. We're not going to talk about how many of them. But I do not know. I don't make silver ball. I don't make silver ball age. Okay, on that note, thank you for listening today. And as always, we'd love to hear your feedback. Feel free to send us an email or connect with us on Facebook. Our show today was produced by Natasha Boozer. And until next time, may your life be blessed and flow with ease. I'm Christina Michelle, and this has been Culture Rich Conversations.